We exalt you, we magnify you for making it possible for us to be alive today. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Ancient of days, you are worthy. Be thou lifted up forever. Receive all the praise, receive all the worship. Lord, that you will bless us indeed. In the name of Jesus, we've come to you, O Lord, to look into your word as it is written. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Honor to the Lamb of God. What a mighty God we serve. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the beauty of his holiness, is Mount Zion. Lord, today we have come. Take all the glory. Take all the glory. Take all the glory. Take all the glory. Ah. You be God, you know be man, oh Jesus. You be God, you know be man, oh Alpha and Omega. You be God, you be God, you be God,
you know be man,
oh. I say you be God, you know be man, oh. You be God, you know be man, oh. Mighty ready man,
you be God. You be God, you be God, you know be man, oh.
Oh, you know be man, Jesus.
You be God. You be God, you know Emmanuel.
My cheering battle,
you be God,
you be God, be man, thou art worthy,
you be God,
Jehovah,
you be God,
you be God,
you know be God,
I am the child,
you be God,
Jehovah, you be God, Spirit, take control. Prove yourself as God in our lives. Prove yourself as God in our midst, O God. Yes. Thou art part of the living God. You be God, you are not man. O Lord, take over. Shakarababa. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for accepting us into your beloved. Oh, blessed God. Blessed Jesus. Thank you, Father. Aha. Oh, what a marvelous God. Thank you, Lord. Have your way. 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 Yes. Yes. Let every legal structure be demolished. Oh God, in the life of man. Thank you, Baba. You are God, you are not a man. Bypass every degree of man. Bypass every degree of man. Oh, and establish your own. 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 In the name of Jesus. You are God, you are not a man. Ah, Jehovah Shabbat. Oh, Jehovah.
Oh,
because you are God, you are not a man. Lord, move in our midst and open our understanding, that we might be able to flow with you tonight. Have your way, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. Tonight I'm talking on possessing the land, or rather possessing the good land of no scarcity. Possessing the good land of no scarcity. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, we're studying this passage of the scripture tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I read from verse 1. The Bible says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, and ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Tell yourself, I will possess the land. I will possess the land. There is a land that God planned for his people. There is a good land that we must possess. I am praying tonight that the devil will not dispossess you from that land. Amen. God never planned failure for his people. No. He never planned poverty, sickness, suffering, afflictions for his children. That's the picture we're going to look at tonight. That's not God's agenda. He said, all the commandments we are commanding this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply. You see the plan of God. That ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and feed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. Neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment was not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swear these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose heat thou mayest dig brass. That land you are entering in there. I say you are entering in there. Listen to me, beloved. God is a good God. Tell your neighbor, God is a good God. God never planned sorrow, hardship, suffering for his children. He is too big to program people to be suffering. No. That's not God. We need to get the picture of our God so that we can live successfully fulfilled in him. Praise the Lord. Listen to me.
It is easier to serve God in abundance than in scarcity. Yes, it is easier to obey God in plenty than in wants. It is easier to walk with God in blessing than in poverty.
Hallelujah. May you see the hand of God in your life.
Yes. So, God planned good things for the people he loves. Right from the beginning. That was why when God created man, before then he has already created a garden and put man in so that man would be there and enjoy all the good things he has created. He didn't create man first and say, okay, wait, be suffering there until I finish creating this thing. No. He created these things first and then before he brought man. Praise the Lord. So what man ought to live with was already provided. God has a good plan. How come that the devil have so deceived man to think that God never have any good thing for them? That's the reason why there are a lot of sorrows and hardship and suffering and iniquity all over the world today. Because Satan have deceived man to think that God is not good. But look at his plan. See the plan he has for his people. He said, in verse 2 of that, he said, and thou shalt remember all the way with the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or not. So I take you through processes so that I will prove thee. I will know whether you will listen to me or not. So it's not as if I want you to suffer. It's just a process. I am taking you through so that it shall be well with you, so that you will know how to possess the land which I gave you. So then it is becoming very, very disturbing that so many people, or rather so many good percentage of our society lives in penury, lives in pain, lives in suffering. To the extent that it is almost becoming a way of life for a Nigerian man to accept poverty, lack, scarcity as a normal way of life because he has been conditioned to be like that. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. You know, I was just reasoning some things just now. I said, like the bulb in my office, boom. One bulb like this. This bigger one is 1,000 naira. One bulb. You know what happens is 1,000 naira. Now in the developed world, $1,000 is going to almost about 400,000 naira in Nigeria. 400,000. I was saying to myself, 1,000 naira, 1,000 naira. Can you see how Nigeria has gone so backwards? $1,000 is almost like, if somebody send you $1,000 from these other countries, you can even buy a motor with it. Praise the Lord. But here, what can he buy? 1,000 naira can only buy you one bulb. One bulb. One bulb. That's how depraved this country has become. Depraved. When I saw Ghana cedis, how Ghana cedis has overtaken Nigeria money. Jesus, I wept. I wept. That about 1,200 cedis is about 98,000 naira. Jesus. Those who have grown up, if you know Ghana those days, you know Ghana. It was because Ghana was so bad that Ghana filled up Nigeria. It was Ghanaians that were teaching the school. Ghanaians were the one doing shoemaker. Ghanaians were the one doing all the menial jobs in this country. It is out of anger that they pursue Ghana from Nigeria and created the bag they call Ghana Must Go. Is that also? Praise God. Praise God. Tell yourself, I refuse to go there. Nigeria is celebrating poverty, scarcity, lack. They are swimming inside. Chai is becoming an abomination. abomination. It's becoming a normal thing. As some people have accepted it like that, because what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Again, it is also becoming a way of life that those who love God and are deeply committed unto Him do not find life easy. But those who love God less and are some that are very wicked are the ones that are having the good things of life, because the society favors wickedness. Yes. Just like the adage that says those days that the reward of teachers are in heaven. And teachers say now they don't want their reward in heaven. So also it is almost becoming the same with righteous and holy believers, to think that, okay, when we reach heaven, then we will enjoy. You will enjoy from this earth. Amen. It's almost becoming like that. Yes. That's the earth is becoming so terrible and so tense that in our society today, living right is becoming as if you should not do it, because you will suffer. Tell lies. Cheat people. You just need to put some things together. Nigerians sell fake things, manufacture, they can manufacture, do poison and package it and sell it as food. Praise the Lord. If the people die, it's not my business. All I need is money. That's how terrible the society has become. But you see what? God has a good plan for you. Tell yourself, God has a good plan for me. God has a good plan for us. That's why the scripture says, we're going to look into it, then we will pray tonight. There must be a change in your life. Tell yourself, there must be a change in my life. Now he said, in verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, feed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only. If you pass through this, it will show you that their bread is there, but it's not only bread you should be looking for. Praise the Lord. There are other things that God has said you should live with. But every word of God that proceeds on the mouth of the Lord, man, live. They should not just be a food man. I used to tell my little children, I said, don't be thinking only food. Praise the Lord. There are other things. They just wake up only food. That's what led this nation to where it is now. Consuming nation. They produce nothing, only to be chopping. Chop their destiny. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, thy raiment was not old upon thee, neither did thy feet swear these 40 years. They were wearing clothes for 40 years inside the wilderness. Their clothes didn't tear. I didn't know how God did it. Their feet, they were trekking. There was no motto, praise the Lord. They were trekking all through the wilderness and their feet did not swear for 40 years. That's it, God is your God. He will do a new thing in your life. So, he was telling them that thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. He will discipline you. He want to put you in the right frame of mind so that you know how to possess good things. Because if you just come and see your father have plenty food, plenty house, you just be chopping, you will never think well. Praise the Lord. He has to take you through the process of discipline. As a man chastens his son, so the Lord chastised thee. That's what so many believers, they don't want chastisement. They don't want to be disciplined. And that's why the morality in our society went down. Praise the Lord. Morality went down. It says in verse 6, therefore thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to do what? Fear him. Praise God. Who shall you fear? God. You don't fear man, you fear God. Amen. We live in a society today where people fear man, but don't fear God. People can enter into the church and break through and steal and go away. You don't fear God. They don't fear God at all. All Nigerians fear is man. They fear gun. They fear the army. They fear the president. Fear their leaders. Corrupt, wicked leader. But they don't fear God.
Praise the Lord.
But God says, thou shalt keep his commandments. The commandment of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. That is the condition he's putting on the ground for you to enjoy the good land that he has given you. The God is preparing. God have a good thing, but there is a process to follow to get in there.
Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I will get there.
I will get there. Yes. Yes. When you have this motivation, you will be able to serve God with joy, with gladness. You see, so many today, they are so weak and weary in serving God. So tired. They are only looking for food. They have nothing, they don't, no zeal in serving God because they don't know what God has in store for them. They don't know the plan of God for their lives. They are not motivated enough. Listen to me. The more of God you have, the more of glory falls upon your life. Amen? That is how it has been, and it's still like that. The Bible says, in Proverbs chapter 12 verse 3, man shall never be established by wickedness. Praise the Lord. It is almost becoming a known in this society today that people think that wickedness can establish a man. Man shall never be established by wickedness. Praise the Lord. So, we must don't bother. God will soon glorify your life. Don't bother about what is going on in your society. Your God will soon visit you. We are going to stand on the truth and the Lord will bless us. Praise the Lord. Fear not. It is the will of your Father to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. The Bible says, then in verse 7, it now says, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. Where is he taking you to? Where is he taking you to? A good land. Into a good land. A land of brooks of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. When you know a land like that, that spring out of valleys and hills, you know how fruitful the land is. Very fruitful land. Not a land where there is dryness, like in this kind of northern place, whereby you see dryness, 6 months, no rain, everywhere will be so dry. No, it's not like that. Praise the Lord. Water will be coming from the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To water the crops. Water everywhere and make it beautiful. When you plant there, you see green, everything green. Nurtured. Nourished land. It says, in verse 8, a land of wheat and barley and vine and fig trees and pomegranate, a land of oil, olive and honey. That your land shall be sweet. You will enter into a sweet land. Praise the Lord. A land that where there is oil, a land where there is honey. Until tomorrow, olive oil is the best oil in the world. Amen. As if you cook with olive oil, you have no problem. Those are the things God provided for his people. Hallelujah. We are going there. You will not die in suffering. You will not eat junks in the name of Jesus. Our society has been so prepared in a way that people will be eating junk. That you won't have access to good thing. God is going to visit us. He said, in verse 9, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. You eat bread, not that you are eating now, you are afraid, where will you get it tomorrow? Oh, I see abundance eating your life. When you eat bread without scarcity, it will always be there. Listen to me. Tonight we will pray. Heaven will open your life. Yes. I tell yourself I'm privileged to be here tonight. In the book of Leviticus chapter 26, this is the scripture. We are coming back here. Just put on there. These are the scriptures that cheer me up these days. The Bible says, in Leviticus chapter 26, it said, I read from verse 6. He said, and I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. and I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store and bring forth the old, because the new has come. Praise the Lord. Say praise the Lord. A situation where you will remove old stocks, you take them out because the new one has come. Hello? Do you know now there is new yam already now? Praise the Lord. That's how God said. The old yam will be there. Now, because new yam has come, I said, no, let's give this one out. Praise the Lord. That shall be your portion. I said, that shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is God's plan for his children. That's God's plan. So the enemy wants us to believe that God is not good. The enemy wants us to believe that we are not going to have the best of life. We are not going to enjoy anything. No, we won't agree. Hallelujah. God says, taking us to a land where we eat bread without scarcity. That shall not lack anything in it. Every lack will be destroyed in your life. Thou shall not lack anything in it. How does a society celebrate lack? Celebrate lack and wants. They are happy. Hey, people, there are people who are suffering here and they are happy about it. Other nations, when there was lockdown, they know what they gave to their citizens. But these ones, they gave nothing. Praise the Lord. They give nothing. And yet they are still there. In fact, some are still telling them, let them lock this nation down more. Because they have so stolen money that they will die with their stolen money. Praise God. They have so stolen money that they don't bother. Does it concern them? But those who don't have food to eat, it's not their business. Wickedness in the highest order. A society where you see people wicked like that, this is how the suffering goes. People are so wicked to themselves. Sometimes you listen to your radio and listen to what some people will be saying. They say, someone was saying that, they say Nigeria, he said this government have never locked down this nation very well. They should lock everywhere. Lock it. Nobody should move for the next one. You like wicked human being. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Their life will be locked down in Jesus' name. So, he said, you will not lack anything in it. A land whose stone are iron, and out of whose heat thou mayest dig brass. You bring out quality raw materials from the land. And he went further. In verse 10, he said, when thou hast eaten and are full, you shall eat and be full. Yeah, that's good plan. When thou art eaten and full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Listen to me. That's why you see me saying, it's more easier to serve God in plenty than in scarcity. Do you know about that? When a man eats and is satisfied and he knows the source where this thing comes from, the man will rise up and say, thank you, God. I appreciate you for what you have done. I give you glory for your provision. When thou art eating, that's God's plan for his people. When thou art eating and are full, then shall you bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given thee. When you come out, you collect salary, and before the first week is over, you have no money again. Every spirit of scarcity will die in your life. You start wondering and say, what is happening, oh Lord? What is happening? What is happening? You start wondering. So all that God wants is that these are my plan for you. But look at it from verse 11. I'm going to read it. Then before we pray, it said, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes which I command thee these days. His own is that after I bless you,
don't forget my commandments. Don't throw away the instructions I've given you. Don't go away from my commandments. You know, because it's easy for people to fall prey to these things. That when God has favored them, they not throw away God's commandment and allow and do anyhow. And become proud. They don't remember God again. They don't go to church again. They don't fast again. They don't pray again. They forget about sinners who have not known God. That's what he was saying. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statute which I commanded this day. Beware. Don't throw away God's commandment because you have many. And it's way further. He said, least when thou hast eaten and are full and have built goodly houses and dwell therein. It is the will of God for you to build goodly houses. Amen. Building goodly houses is a good thing. It's also a sin that you live in a good place. Praise the Lord. Some churches now, when you go to the city, some churches now, it's AC they put in church. You see it? Have you been there? Go to some churches in the city center. It's AC. So it's not just where you do parkour like that and the mosquito will be biting you when you are praying. They put AC. When you build goodly houses, so it's God's way to build goodly houses. It's not a sin to live in a decent place. Hallelujah. So he's only saying, let it not be that after you have eaten and food and built goodly houses and dwell therein, then you forget him. In verse 13, and when the hairs and the floor multiply, your business shall multiply. You can see God's agenda. This is God's program for his people. When thy hairs and the scalp multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. Are you there? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Everything you have shall multiply. Put it into any business, it will multiply. Lay it into any job, it will multiply. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's what God says. That's what God says. That it is not God's will that everything, instead of multiplying, everything is drying up. Suppose we want to justify, hey, it's not because, you know, it's because we are serving God. When we go to heaven, no, we will see it happening here. I was telling when he started his ministry, I was preaching to people about heaven. I was preaching. He met a woman one day who was suffering. I had about 9 children and they were struggling to survive. And was preaching to the woman, he'll come and preach to the woman. And the woman said to him, leave this place. He said, die your God that you say is in heaven. Why, if there's anything called heaven, tell him to show us more little sign of heaven in this place. Don't you see the suffering where we are? Tell that your God to show us more heaven. Even you, he should show you heaven. Look at you. They preach here. Don't come here again, no? Praise the Lord. That was how Yogi Show said. He was provoked. I went to God and said, you said what that woman said? Show us more heaven. Let us see the thing. If it's true or not. Show us. That's how God started to open him up and he became the pastor of the largest church in the world. Praise the Lord. Now, it is time for us in this nation to ask God to show us some little heaven. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes. Because so many people will not believe this thing if God will not show us some little heaven. God wants our things to multiply. Your business will multiply. Your income will multiply. Your bank account will be growing in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what he wants. That is his plan. Why should we accept anything less than that? He said, there thy heart be lifted up. This is the carefulness that he's talking about. Let it not be when all these things are happening, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, we brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. That you will not forget God. Tell yourself, I will not forget God. You know, this is where the caution is. In my few years in life and in ministry, I've come to see human beings are easily tempted in this direction. When a little thing happens in their life, they forget God.
When God opened a little blessing for them, I've seen people who are living on the floor. I pray for them. I remember I tell a young man one day, I say, you and your wife are living inside this floor with this mattress on the ground. I say, I will pray for you. God will turn you out of this place. God will bless you and remove you from this situation. And it happened. Praise the Lord. But the problem is that after some few years, you see that when things start happening in their life, they become proud. Amen. They become proud. That's the temptation we must avoid now. Like I told you, I'm back to those teachings and to those prayers. That's the temptation you must avoid. That, know that you are suffering at the time, you are struggling, and a particular time, then God now open ways for you. And just test you with 100,000 and your head is big. And you say, Kai, oh God, thank you. You know, I don't have time for God like that. I'm very busy now. Even the man that God used to pray for you, say, thank you, sir. I'm coming. I'm busy. You know, that is what God is talking about. Then that have been lifted up, pride, and thou forget the Lord thy God. We brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You have forgotten. Verse 15. Who led thee through this great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water? Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flints? Who feed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy father knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy later end? Don't forget God, who took you through the process of trials. Through the process of pain, you may have been passing through trials now. Where you have been passing through is a process. It's a process. Trial, pains. God has a later end for you that is going to be very glorious. So you must be very careful not to forget what the Lord has done for you. Verse 17 says, and thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this way. You see the temptation? That's the problem of man. Before you know it, they say, if not because I was, you know, sometimes I used to look at some people and laugh. If not because I was intelligent. If not because I was very disciplined. If not because I was prayerful. That's why God now bless me. Pride now comes. Praise the Lord. That you not feel it is the power of our hand. It is because you are very intelligent, because you are brilliant, it is because you know how to do business. That's why God increases you. It's the grace of God upon your life. Amen? Yeah. Some other people have tried better than you. They didn't prosper. Man is so proud, full of pride. Man is full of pride. That's why you must deal with that spirit inside you. The spirit of forgetting God, the spirit of pride. He said, verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. You see that? The power to prosper comes from God. It's not by your intelligence. It's not by your brain. It's not by your calculation. And when I see some people, a little white God, just they were suffering here yesterday, struggling, and eventually they get some money, now they now buy motor or a new house, you see them proud. I love. I say, this is what God is saying. Praise the Lord. No serving of God again. No seriousness again about God. You know? He said, it is God that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy father as it is this day. The power to prosper comes from God. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that thou shalt surely perish. I pray you will not perish in Jesus' name. Some people will perish in hell. If they don't perish in this world, they will perish in hellfire. Because they forgot God who blessed them. The God who took them away from pain and anguish. Bless them and make things powerful for them. They forget God and start doing anything and start telling sinners to that it's good to commit sin. Don't worry yourself. God forgive people easily like that. Eh? You have not turned against God. He said you surely perish. As the nation which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye will not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Listen to me. Other nations, when you see God, like God dealt with the children of all the Moabites, the Amorites, and all of the Canaanites, the Jebusites, and all of them, to plant the children of Israel in those lands. God dealt with them. And God was telling them that, if you forget my law, the same way I deal with those people, I will also deal with you like that. I will punish you the way I punish those people. So what do we do? As we believe God for the good land that God is giving unto us, you must be cautious not to forget the Lord your God. That when the blessings come, you will not run away from him. God used to lift up some people to sponsor his work. But you know what? As soon as money comes into their hand, they go and face their own business. If they say we want to give money for the work of God, they are not available. They feel that their power gave them that money. They will not be able to give again because they feel that they are the one. They were suffering terribly. And God asked, okay, let's open door for them. And open door, they are gone. Those are the things that we must conscious of about. We'll be conscious about. So when we pray, you will know that oh Lord my God, as you lift me up, I will not forsake you. As you lift me up, I will not forsake your work. As you lift me up, I will not forsake your servant. As you lift me up, I will not forsake the church. I will make sure the same God who blesses you is the same God who can curse. Amen? That's God. The same God that blessed can curse also. So tonight, we are going to pray. The good land that God promised us, we will enter it in Jesus' name. We are going to tell God, number one prayer tonight is that, oh Lord, handle me, deal with my heart not to forget God. When the blessings begin to come, let's rise up on our feet. Glory, honor, power, majesty be unto Christ our God. Hallelujah. Honor, power, majesty, be unto Christ our God. Hallelujah. Honor, power, majesty, be unto Christ our Lord. I say hallelujah. Come on. Amen. Majesty, amen. I will not forget you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes, that when the favor begin to come, when the miracles begin to happen, I am not going to forget you. I'm not going to forget you. I will not be an ungrateful man. I will not be an ungrateful woman. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and my God. Yes, pour my heart, 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 pour my heart. As the miracle begins to come,
As the favor begin to flow, I will not forget you. As the healing begin to come, I will not forget you. As the blessings begin to flow, I will not forget you. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, pardon my heart, that I will remember how you have taken me through this terrible wilderness. In the name of Jesus, look at what I passed through. I will not forget about my God. I will not forget about my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, purge my heart, purge my heart, purge my heart, not to forget you. When the miracles begin to flow, when the favor begin to flow, when the blessing begin to flow, when the blessing begin to flow, when the blessing begin to flow, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that I will remember what the Lord has said, what the Lord has said concerning my life. In the name of Jesus, I won't forget you, I won't forsake you, I won't forget your word, I won't forget your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will not forget the righteousness of God. 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 As the blessing begin to flow, my heart will still be pumping for truth. My heart will still be pumping for truth. My heart will still be pumping for truth. I want to see truth established. I want to see righteousness established. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father and my God, purge my heart today. Purge my heart today. Purge my heart today. Purge my heart today. Of every evil tendencies. Of every evil tendencies. Every evil tendency that make a man not to be blessed. Every evil tendency that make a man to forget God when God has blessed him. Every evil tendency that make a man to walk away from God. Let him be taken out of me. Let him be taken out of me. Let him be taken out of me. My Father, my Father. Today I ask. Today I demand. Today I request. Oh God, let me be able to stand for you at the very crucial time in life. Every critical, at the very critical time, I should be able to stand for truth. I should be able to stand for righteousness. I should be able to stand for holiness, for the glory and praise of the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of God, the God that never fails. I believe you today. I trust you today. I demand from you today that it shall be well with me. Thank you, blessed Father. I give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. He said the Lord is taking you to a good land. You are going to pray. Lord, I'm going away from a bad land to a good land. Anywhere my life is not progressing, I am moving away from it. From this moment, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. I'm getting into a good land, a land of prosperity, a land of favor, a land of increase, a land where things are working, a land where I will not be afraid. Hey! A land where fear will not be that you are sleeping and I'm afraid. I wake up, I'm afraid. No way. I'm going to a good land. I'm going to a good land. By your power, by your power, by your power. Taking me to a good land. Lord, take me there. 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 In the name of Jesus, I am moving onto a good land. By the power in the name of Jesus, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I am moving to a good land. I am moving to a good land. I am moving to a good land. Lord, today, by the power in the name of the Lord, I am going on to a good land, because that is the promise you have for me. That's the promise you have for me. You are a good God. You give a good thing. You are a good God. You give good thing. Is it not written in your word that no good thing shall you withhold? All to them that walk uprightly, in the name of Jesus, you will never withdraw good thing from me. That my land shall be full of rain in this season. In the name of Jesus, my land shall be full of rain in this season. My land shall not be dry. 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 I go on to a good land. Yes, by your power. Today, 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 I'm moving to a good land. Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 I'm going out to a good land. Thank you, blessed Father. Yes, oh Lord. Yes, oh Lord. A land of brooks of water. A land of fountain of death that spring out of the valley. A land of heat. A land of wheat and barley. A land of vine. A land of fig tree. A land of pomegranate. A land of oil, olive, and a land of honey. Oh God, I'm going to that land today. 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 I'm moving away from the land of failure, a land of difficulty, a land of failure, a land of difficulty. By the power in the name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, I am going away from a bad land, from a bad land, from a bad land. By the power in the name of Jesus, I am going away from a bad land. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus. By thy name we pray. You are going to pray. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. A land where you will lack nothing. A land whose stores are iron, and out of whose seed thou made deep brass. Oh Lord, my Father, take me to that land where I will eat bread without scarcity. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. The land where I will eat bread without scarcity. Take me to that land. Take me to that land. Take me to that land. Take me to that land where I will eat bread without scarcity. A land where things are working. I'm tired of a land of scarcity. I go to a land where I will pray without scarceness. In the name of Jesus, where there is enough, where there is abundance, where there is enough, where there is abundance. Oh God, I get to that land today. I move to that land today. I move to that land today. By the power in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, a land where there is enough, a land where there is enough, a land where there is enough. Aha, a land where I will eat and be full. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. He said, and when thy heads and thy flow multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. My Father, I need multiplication in my life. Multiply the works of my hand. Multiply my gold and silver. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. A land where there is multiplication. Hey! I am Akashekoria Baba. Rakata Zadorobo Shotorobo. A land where there is multiplication. A land where there is multiplication. Multiply everything. Multiply the works of my heart. Multiply my silver. Multiply my gold. Multiply my resources. Let them be multiplied. Let them be multiplied. Let them be multiplied. Multiply my income. A place where we have a law. Where there will be multiplication. Take me to Dala. Take me to Dala. Take me to Dala. Take me to Dala. A land of multiplication. Oh yes, where my life will multiply, where my blessings will multiply, where my silver will multiply, where my gold will multiply. That land is where I'm going. You are a good God. How can I be living in the land of scarcity when there is plenty in this nation, when there is plenty in this land? Oh God, take me to where there is enough. Take me to where there is enough. Take me to where there is enough. Take me to a land where that will multiply. A land where my silver and gold will multiply. I don't want to stay where there is hardship any longer. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father. Hey. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey. A law of multiplication. My silver will multiply. My gold will multiply. Things around me will multiply. The words of my mouth will multiply. Where I will be accepted. In the day accepted in the land. Accepted in whatever I'm doing. Where I will be a desired person. Where the joy of the Lord will be my portion. Take me to the Lord. Of multiplication, of multiplication, of multiplication. Take elephant to the land of multiplication. Take elephant to the land of multiplication. In the name of Jesus, take us to the land of multiplication. Where everything will multiply. Our memberships will multiply. Our finances will multiply. Our goals and silvers will multiply. Everything we do will multiply. Yes, O Lord. Where our members will be multiplying. They will be coming up with testimony. Where the members of the church will be full of testimony. They will be coming to testify of all the abundance the Lord has given them. Of all the favor the Lord has given them, of all the miracles the Lord has given them, how God has granted favor before men, anywhere they go. Oh Lord, my Father, take us to the land of multiplication. Yes, Baba, yes, Baba, yes, Baba, take us there, 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 take us there. Aha! Take Thank you, Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Power belongs to God. Power to deliver. Power to set free. Power to rescue. It doesn't matter who is holding you down. The power to deliver is in the hand of our God. He said, I'm the Lord that giveth thee power to get wet. Power is coming upon your life now. Power is coming upon your life now. Power is coming upon your life now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray. Lift up your hand. After you have declared, you have accepted to follow God, to do His will, today I stand on this altar to say the power to prosper, the power to multiply, the power to excel, the power to enter into a fruitful land. Receive in the name of Jesus. Laka pasotori masanta. Ye siko balika tu zekeri ama. Atu se taliku baza. Ritu sakato. Tayaka sugeri. Makutala zintori ama. Yes, every yoke of scarcity, let it be destroyed in your life. Every yoke of scarcity, be destroyed in your life. Every yoke of scarcity, be destroyed in your life. I come out. Multiplication come from heaven. Right now, let God begin to multiply you. Multiply the works of your heart. Multiply your source of income. Multiply wherever things are coming to you. May God grant you favor before men in the name of Jesus. The Lord take you away from a place of difficulty. The Lord take you away from a place of hardship. The Lord take you away from a place of hardship where things are difficult, where there is fear in your life. I command deliverance over your life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take these people into a new land. Take them into a good land. Take them into a better land. Take them into a place of desirable. Let the God of heaven promote you now in the name of Jesus. You will rejoice for what the Lord has done. You will rejoice for what the Lord has done. You will rejoice for what the Lord has done. You will rejoice for what the Lord has done. Let the peace of the Lord be multiplied upon your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. It is well with your Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.